maybe the other one is doing it. And the guy's answer is, no, we have the order, we're doing what should we do. Don't do like this. And Rumi stopped and went to that famous sentence. Remember, there are two sentences which are the key. The first one was the first thing that the first human being said. Do you remember? Rabbana innana zalamna anfusana. Our God, we believe that we, our ego, our self, is the guilty one. Accepting the guilt. What was the guilt? There was no real guilt. We were even supposed to do it. That fruit was for us, right? But all that scenery is for us to, at the beginning, accept responsibility. He is giving you the choice. You should accept responsibility. So be responsible. Is that all? No. There is another side of it. The first one was told in the story of the Adam. The second one, story of Muhammad. They were fighting, and they were not very strong and good, so they were losing. Muhammad got angry. He said, "There, I did like this. A fist of dirt. The wind brought that earth in the eyes of those enemies, and they lost." So all the followers of this Muhammad, the new Muslims, they got around that. Ah, you are the real prophet. This was the miracle. You just did this. The sound comes from the up. We say, Ma ramaita is ramait. You didn't throw it when you threw it. Means what? Means all we talked about, having the choice and being responsible, is half of it. Not becoming arrogant is other half. If you did something good, it happened to be good. You did something good, this is because so many people tried hard to make you a little bit better to do that stuff. Should I explain more? When you do something right, don't become arrogant. Don't give yourself any positive point because I did this. This is maramaita is ramait. Rumi goes between these two because put them together. When we put it together, I should understand that whatever is good, thanks God it's good. Whatever is bad is my fault. I should correct it. Period. Oh no, you're too busy judging other people and blaming other people for everything. That's the animal ego. That's the self-centered animal. We want to be different. So we should learn these two. The first one is, I'm not the fellow who will be given credit. I shouldn't become arrogant. I shouldn't be proud of what I'm doing. The other one is, well, I want to do it and something is good. It happened, thanks God. How lucky I am! Because I could try and the outcome is bad. Haven't you seen it? These are these two. Here he came to, he's talking about this ghulam, right? This slave, the arrogant fellow. So he brings the other one. And I say, don't forget that. Don't become arrogant. Yes?
The water is turbid from the source. O thou who art angry in vain, look farther on. Open thine eye once. By anger and resentment, he went into a certain place and wrote an angry letter to the king.
Okay. Now the guy didn't succeed with the kitchener. Now he goes somewhere to write some letter to king. How? First, yes, you are the lovely king and blah, 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 blah. All those nonsenses. Yes, really.
In that letter, he lauded the king and threaded the pearl of the king's munificence and generosity.
Pay attention that here Rumi left the story we see later. Now all of these verses are explaining something. You could be a fellow that has very lovely words in the mouth and nothing in here. Remember, superficiality here will not help. It's not acceptable here. Let's see the superficiality. Yes.
He lauded the king and threaded the pearl of the king's munificence and generosity, saying, O thou whose hand exceeds the sea and the clouds in fulfilling the want of the suitor, because that which the cloud gives, it gives with tears. Thy hand incessantly lays the dish with smiles. Though the outward form of the letter was praise, from the praise the scent of anger was showing traces.
Aha! That's the point. That when you are cheating, you're doing something. Oh, of course, you know, the Iranians will call it ta'aruf, means cheat and lie just for the sake of it. Here we say, listen, whatever you're talking is not important. It should be your heart talking when we say, looking at the heart, and if I pray for something, this one shouldn't be there. With my heart I should pray, because my heart doesn't say me. My heart will say we. This one will say me. Yes.
All your actions are devoid of light and ugly, because you are far, far from the light of your original nature.
Who is this you? Imagine Rumi, the clever guy, the best teacher. He saw that this guy got angry, went in a room, started to write the letter to the king that, oh, your majesty, blah, 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 but he was cheating. Suddenly he will say you. Because I'm talking about you, not that fellow. He will say, you are far from the light. That's why whatever you do doesn't have the light and it's ugly. You know, you cannot do something beauty except if you do it with your heart. Because your brain goes for rule, your heart could understand exceptions. Yes.
The splendor of the actions of the vile becomes unsalable, just as fresh fruit soon becomes rotten. The splendor of the present life soon produces unsalableness, inasmuch as it belongs to the world of generation and corruption.
This generation and corruption is something that we talked about it. This is what it is. The existence could give you a lot and could kill you. This is what it is. It has both. Here he will say, this is what it is. But, yes.
Rests are not gladdened by an encomium worthy of the feelings of enmity in the encomiast. O heart, become purged of enmity and repugnance, and then chant, glory to God, and be busy. Glory to God on your tongue, and repugnance within is hypocrisy or guile on the tongue's part. And moreover, God hath said, I do not look to the exterior, I am regarding the interior.
The point of all this paragraph, that listen, even out here when you cheat it doesn't work and blah blah blah. But we are talking about you talking to God. Then you cheat and you will be fooled. It has nothing to do with this. It is with your heart and being honest. Because he said so. He said, listen, I don't look at your physical existence. I'm looking at your heart. That's what is the real value. Because you're talking. If your talking was good, The paradise was full. There was no place for anyone else. All the politicians will be there. Look at them. They all very kind, but they cheat. Does it count? No. When you look at them, you know that, oh, he's doing this because he has practiced this and somebody told him you should do this, then the people will like you better. This is what it is. What we are talking about, we are talking about the heart, not these cheatings. Let me explain it to you. Yes.
Can I ask a word before we go on?
Yeah.
1735 and homium.
1735, yeah.
And the next asked.
Say that again.
In English, I don't recognize the word. Yeah. Breasts are not gladdened by an encomium.
Yes, and the heading for the next section is...
Oh, there is this, that your breast will not be full of joy and happiness when deep down in your mind you have the hatred. What? Simple. He is playing with one word, which is madhav. Madhav means when you are talking positive about someone, and you say, this fellow is good, blah, blah, blah. So we will say, in that, when in your heart there is no positive emotion, so it's useless.
A poet, for example, will start to say all the good things and praises to a king. He keeps on and on and on and on. Mm-hmm. So it's a praising that continues on and on and on. It's not just
the... Yeah, here we have the example of the king, but literally he knows that you will never see a king. But what you do with the other people, that's what it is. How you communicate.
Is it like a flattery?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yes.
But not
yes,
really
it wants, Madhav, is sort of flattery as well. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Story of the encomiast, who, from regard for reputation, was thanking the object of his praise, while the scent of his inward grief and pain, and the shabbiness of his outward garb, showed that those expressions of gratitude were vain and false. A certain man came from Iraq in a tattered cloak. His friends inquired concerning separation.
So he knew that he needs to explain this matter more. So there is a guy who comes in and says, how do you do? Oh, it was a lovely trip because the king gave me a lot and blah, blah, blah. Then they look at him and say, hey, your face and your existence shows your poverty and nonsense. Why are you talking like this? Because practically we see it's not like that. Yes?
Yes, he replied, there was separation. But the journey was very blessed and fortunate for me. For the Caliph gave me 10 robes of honor. May 100 praises and laudations accompany him. He was reciting expressions of gratitude and praise till he carried gratitude beyond bound and limit. Then they said to him, thy wretched guise bears witness to thy mendacity. Naked, bareheaded, consumed, thou hast stolen expressions of gratitude, all that. Where are the signs of the gratitude and praise due to thy prince on thy unplenished head and feet? If thy tongue is weaving praise of that king, thy seven members are complaining.
This is it. when we are talking about honesty, I mean, you